Good day, everybody. Oh, microphone. Is it on now? Oh, good, thank you. Want to do two things today, this morning. I want to share what we left yesterday. You guys know what those are, right? Kindergartners, what are those?
Candles.
Nice job. Do you think why we're out there right now? We have a lot of candles, right? We have all the candles on the altar right now. Candles that we carry up. Oh, yep. For the dead. Was the teacher telling you that? You did? You talked about it yesterday and you're learning it. Nice work. The month of November is the month where we, you know, we have a little that little book up right outside the gathering space? Right by the, when you walk into the church? It's a place where people can write their last of their loved ones. They can keep their name there. And every day for Mass, we pray for those that have passed away. So we had a great event last night to welcome people that have lost their loved ones this last year. And so many of them are out of town and get their candles and then their names are on the little candles. So we were able to do the event together and rest coffee and cookies and whatnot. But we've been doing that at our church for many, many, many years before I got here. And just a good time. The second one I want to look at, if you guys know what this book is. What do you think, Christian?
Me? Is it the Missal? Is that what it's called?
The Missal. Nice job. It's a Roman Missal. This book and the bigger one over there is the same book. Different sizes. We got them. We have actually given this. I want to get this for our servers, actually. And for myself when I don't have a server, because it's easier for me to pray with this at the chair, and then we have either the altar or a little ambo that I can use for using. So this is all my prayers for church. So I want to share two things this morning you already heard. Alright? The first is the entrance antiphon. That's the first thing. So usually if we begin a Mass, we usually have music or a verse, and that verse is in the Bible. So the first thing I said was from the Bible. Alright, so if you want to see it, it's very small up here. Okay, so I just want to read that again. The Lord said, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. You will call upon me, and I will answer you. And I will lead back your captives from every place. So right there, it's a verse from Jeremiah 29, the prophet. The Lord said, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. And that was kind of what we did for the Mass yesterday. We actually did that every day of Mass. Then the prayer, collect it's called, it's the first prayer that we start with Mass. And that's where I say, let us pray. And I'm one of you servers, come over and hold the book so that I don't have to carry it myself. It's a good work, and I'm grateful for our servers. And again, we have some great words today in our prayer. Alright, so the first collect that was when I was going like this. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, so we be happy with God. And then I prayed, for it is full and lasting happiness. Again, we hear your voice. The gladness, the happiness, and then the next line, to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. I really love those prayers And these are different. Like, we could have different verse every day in this book. That's why it's so big. But again, to think about that after is the same thing we had. You know, we had mass for those that have lost loved ones. You know, we had earlier this week. You know, kind of a challenging situation at the public school. But in our own lives, might be hard. Those people that the names we put in the prayers in our prayer book for the lost ones, that we should always have again to pray. The Lord our God, to be constant, to keep doing it. To know we have gladness to devote ourselves to God for the full and lasting happiness. Serve with constancy the author of all that is good. You always want to think of that as God. And finally, this is the same thing as I started with the Mass, with the homily today, that the prayer that we say and what we did last night, for those who have lost loved ones, this is what we'll say every day. Every day. And I mention this mostly because it is the month of November. And we're almost going through the month of November, but that's a whole month of reminding ourselves of when we have lost our loved ones. So this is what we say every mass that I go to. We have a prayer just very similar like this. So we'll pray for those that where we have lost loved ones. And in this homily, we'll have words that you'll hear again. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of the day. Please stand and we'll offer our prayers for Mass today.